At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Will Scott Peterson get a new trial? Will a single piece of duct tape that has DNA on it from someone other than Scott be enough to move the pendulum there? That's the question a lot of people are asking right now. A new Netflix documentary out on him and a Peacock documentary coming out as well, both from very different perspectives. One really telling the story over again. Amber Fry's on there. So are several Peterson family members, including family members who believe he is innocent. The other documentary, it's very much Scott Peterson, because it's Scott Peterson in his own words telling the world again after more than 20 years that he is innocent. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. I gotta take a sip of water here. Hang on.
I'm just smirking because of this case.
It's
not you. It's
Scott makes Peterson. It makes you want to vomit a little bit. You know, I got a chance to watch the Netflix one the other night. As of our recording, the Peacock one isn't out. I believe it comes out on the 20th. So by the time people are hearing this, it may be out. Nothing really new, I would say, in terms of the Netflix one, just more perspectives from people that were very much involved here. But it's all coming back down to this duct tape, the Los Angeles Innocence Project deciding to take up the case on that note. And it's going to court. The Supreme Court going to hear this case and see if they should grant something, if it's worth looking into this further. What are your thoughts as we begin a new phase of this whole case?
So I got a couple of thoughts on a couple of different aspects of this. First, yeah. The Innocence Project. Love the idea. I mean, there's been people that have been jailed wrongly in the past before, for, you know, bad confessions like we're seeing potentially in Delphi through coercion, or that have been overturned because of DNA later on. I mean, I like that there's people that are out there trying to make sure our justice system did justice. And so, hats off to them for doing it. And even if there's a scrap of evidence that they think wasn't considered, you know, that's, they feel an obligation to do that. And the court system is taking a look at it. Good. So that part aside. Now, on the side of Peterson himself, you know, so I just look at what people put up as their, as what they say, motives or alternative motives. Mm-hmm. And so besides the fact that his wife's body with no arms or no arm and two legs because
it's just your torso.
Right, because it's cemented down in the lake that he was fishing in, just happened to be fishing in on this one-off behavior arc. I just happened to go fishing on the day you happen to disappear. What?
Yeah.
So that aside, the other thing too is the counter theory that it was the neighbors next door got robbed and they probably murdered Lacey. All right, so let's look. I know that the timeline doesn't even match on this.
No.
Let's say the timeline did match. I did. Every time we come in a case and someone comes up with a theory, just do the research. Look at the data. Look at the arc. The likelihood that someone broke into a house next door to do a burglary, and then even if they're observed by a neighbor next door, the probability from data of them killing that individual is so very – I couldn't find a case where it ever happened.
Yeah. Well, that
– data point says the likelihood is – it's like hitting Mega Millions, the possibility of that happening.
Well, that – and I mean it's easily debunked. Like you said, the timeline does not match up for the burglary and the murder. I mean that right there kind of negates that whole thing. It's like just because there was bad behavior over here doesn't mean it's connected to this bad behavior over here, especially when it's not the right time. I mean,
it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, even if it were matching up, like you said, and here's the deal. I don't quite understand why the LA Innocence Project is even taking this damn thing up. Okay, maybe there's some other DNA on the duct tape. Go to Home Depot and examine the duct tape for sale there. And especially any of the wrappings kind of peeled off a little bit and you're touching the edges, you'll probably find a lot of DNA on all those pieces of duct tape. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone else's DNA is on the duct tape in addition to Scott's. But the fact that we're just arguing about duct tape, I mean, hell, in the case against Rex Heuermann, his wife's DNA is on the duct tape. His daughter's DNA is on the duct tape. And nobody is saying you two did it because they recognize it's duct tape.
Right.
Then you add all of the other things. So even if we do have someone else's DNA on this thing, let's say they find this, how are you going to ever explain in a new trial the homemade boat anchors, which we found evidence of in his garage that he made more than one, that
one
weighed
the
body down,
I just
that literally weighed his wife's body down that happened to have been made in his garage. The fishing story that makes no sense, driving 90 miles out of his way to a boat that on a new boat, her hair is in the damn boat on Christmas Eve morning, which doesn't make any sense either. Everything. There's just so many things that don't make sense. I mean, take the affair even out of it, and that looks pretty damning for him as well. But what that shows to me more than anything is his character. And his ability to lie. Just like in Alec Murdaugh, where we could look at the financial crimes that he committed and the lives that he destroyed without a thought and just staying in character, because it's not even a character to people like this. This is who they are. This is their character. They can flip left and right to do whatever is going to benefit them at that moment in time. And it seems like Scott's very good at doing that, and it pretty much is who Scott is.
So this is why he was convicted.
Yeah.
I mean, because he, I mean, I don't know his level of intelligence in regular life, but his level of intelligence to commit a murder is really low. I mean, because again, we were just talking about this on the other case. You know, when you have low reps, you really aren't very good at what you do. You come up with a theory that you think is going to work in your head, but you have no experience with it. And so when it goes into practice, it completely falls apart and you're guilty, which is exactly what happened. When it comes to the Innocence Project, I mean, the only thing that enters my mind is why not take this case? Because now your company, your group is highlighted and you're always looking for funding. So you're going to get donations, you know, because, hey, yeah, Scott Peterson, he's probably guilty. But, you know, now you know about us and maybe your loved one is innocent. And if you give us some money, we may be able to save your life.
You know, the saying is, you know, all publicity is good publicity. But is it really in a case like, I mean, this does not make me want to donate to the LA Innocence Project at all. It makes me go, you're wasting the funds that someone gave you on a case that is clearly already settled. I mean, there's just so much to this where there's not a lot of up for debate here. I am curious about the van that they found with the burned out van down the road that looked like might be something on the mattress, why the judge doesn't want to see any DNA there. That's a little weird. But still, again, there's bad behavior all over us all the time. It doesn't mean it's all connected.
Yeah. I don't know the reasoning for doing it. I mean, that was just conjecture, but to me, there's nothing new compelling here. Just isn't.
Again,
it's still overwhelming. Just think about this. If we keep retrying cases because of one blip on the radar, the court system is going to be even more backlogged than it is already. The cost of all retrying his case is astronomical. The anxiety you put the victim's families through again to reopen these wounds, because really, let's go back to what this is all about. This is all about justice. Because our, you know, I just got done reading John Douglas's book, Obsession, and actually just read it again in Sapiens, book. We as a society spend so much time and energy protecting the guilty and giving rights to the offender and giving rights to the murderer that sometimes and a lot of times we lose focus of the victim. And the victims' families. And look what we're doing here. We keep talking about, and this group is coming out to try to protect and maybe right a wrong against Scott Peterson. They're not even thinking about the wife and the baby that were lost and the family around that and all the friends that are around that, because this is what our system does. That we keep going so far out of our way to protect these horrible people. At some point, we just got to say, stop it. He's guilty.
Is that a unique American thing that we do this here to a fault?
I don't know if it's American or not. I haven't looked globally on this, but it is unique to a legal system, at least our legal system. It definitely is. And that's what John Douglas was saying in his book, you know, because the book covers a lot of sex offenders, you know, serial sex offenders, serial rapists. Yeah. And they keep forgetting the victim. They keep coming up with ways to protect the guilt. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. Yes.
Yeah.
But they keep going so far out of their way to protect people that made a choice, because this is the other thing too, to be tried and be found incompetent because of insanity, you know, to stand trial. I mean, we couldn't believe even that Lori Day Belvallo was not found insane.
Yeah.
To be sincere, because she's nuts. But that bar is so low. So the legal system does recognize that this was free will. People have a free will and a free choice to do these horrendous things. Yet we still protect the people that are making those choices.
It's crazy. And that John Douglas book is very good. I actually just started getting into it last week after we talked about
dark, it.
It's dark. Oh my God. But if you're wanting to get some insight into the mindset of some of these people, it's very fascinating. You have a book that's coming out October 29th, correct? Yes,
yeah.
The poster's behind you. Unbreakable Alliances, pre-order it right now on Amazon. Robin Drake, Unbreakable Alliances, get on there and do that. Always fascinating, Robin. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.